From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Earlier this year, KBIA began a special reporting project highlighting the income and health disparities in the Missouri Boot Heel. In May, the project continued as KBIA traveled to the Boot Heel town of Kennett, Missouri to host a community conversation. The goal was to bring local residents and leaders to the same table to discuss difficulties in access to healthcare, the struggling rural economy, and how to fix it. The following is an excerpt from the panel discussion hosted by KBIA News Director Ryan Femuliner and featuring Duncan County Health Department Director of Nursing Kim Hughes, Nurse Practitioner Judith Haggard from the SEMO Health Network, and Dr. Victor Wilburn of Southeast Missouri State University. Kim Hughes starts by speaking about funding public health initiatives in the region.
The collaboration is what you have to do around here. You can't stand alone and do anything by yourself. Public health funding is very, very low for the state of Missouri. And I've got some statistics that are just staggering. Missouri pays $5.67 per person per capita for public health. Arkansas is $47 a person. So you can see Missouri is not investing a whole lot in public health per person per capita. So when you look at $5 and Arkansas is paying $47, you know, we don't have a whole lot to work with. So we have to collaborate. That's our only hope.
And then Judith, how do we get that buy-in in our community to get everyone on board and say this is important, for especially in public health?
Probably having meetings like this. It's certainly education. The more education we can get out there about what's going on in our community, I think the more people can actually buy into that. I'll tell you another example of our caring communities here. We're looking at a brand new kitchen that they've just gotten going, and that's a place to teach. We have a community garden, which this church does, and taking that fresh food and getting the people in that know and can teach about dietetics and calories and weight loss and exercise and using all those people together is hopefully something that we're going to do to reduce risks.
So who's the target? If we're going to try to make cultural changes or changes in youth, is that where the target should be, or one of the targets should be? And if so, how do you do that?
You got to hit all places. You change the child, but don't change the environment that he or she is a product of. Then the environment will undo everything that you've done. Adult family members are just as much a part of the area that need to be changed as the children. And education is part of how you give them the information and resources that they need. Then they can start to prepare changes and offset some of the cultural directions that are not boding well for rural America.
To hear the full hour-long discussion from the Boot Heel, visit kbia.org. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.